When I think how far the onion has travelled just to enter my stew today, I could kneel and praise all small forgotten miracles. The opening lines of Naomi Shihab Nye's poem, The Travelling Onion, sets the scene for today's programme on The Poet's Weave, Poems About Food. I am Jenny Kander. A poem by Marge Piercy is Sage and Rue from Living in the Open, published by Alfred A. Knopf. This afternoon I have been cutting herbs for vinegar, the spicy warmth of basil lifting raggedy spikes, the pine-dark ferns and yellow umbrals of dill, the rampant dense mints, the coarse grassy leaves of tarragon ruffled with dead stubs at the base. In that harsh acid the savour will be trapped and held. I have been cutting herbs to dry in the shed, making potpourri and tea for the winter, picking over withered leaves from the racks. The tedium of plucking into bottles soothes me. My fingers smell of thyme and lemon verbena. Though the flowers of chives are starry pink-purple, most herbs are weeds, flowers small and habits sprawling. Bees hang on them drunk with odours. Other insects pass by, except jade-striped caterpillars on the dill and the fennel, who menace me with short, sticky horns erupting matter that would dissuade me if I meant to eat them. Herbs give sparingly. They will not sustain you, but render palatable what does. They will heal, they will soothe, they will play on your chemistry, ringing small changes, pleasure you in the bath, and scent your clothes. Asking little and slowly giving what no one needs, they thrive in poor soil under the blast of the sun. Servants of witches, they draw cats. Under the lovage my Persian washes a paw. My Siamese is lunging, debauched in the nepenthe, while an orange stranger stalks a toad through the parsley and lilies. I brush the rosemary with my scissors and sieve. The small things of this world are sufficient and magical. I praise the green power of fresh herbs and the fragrant ghosts of dried, the redolent vinegars. I praise things that remain themselves, though cut off from what fed them, through transformations. Butter is by F. Richard Thomas from Death at Camp Ahoka, published by Michigan State University Press. For boiled potatoes, tender peas and toasted cheese on crackers with chili or soft-boiled eggs. For sautéing salmon, garlic or veal, for lobster tails or escargot, nothing is better than butter. When God created the world, he said, "Let there be butter," and he saw that it was good, like man, ribs, woman, holy water and beer. I believe in butter. I buy my daily lot in 10-pound tins, simmer it on the stove as incense for the house. After showers, I rub it on my elbows, knees and hands, use it to part my hair, and oh, how great it is for sticky drawers and making love. But my clothes don't fit. My wife and kids tell me to quit. The doctor says I've got to stop. During the day I feign cutting down, but at night before I sleep I anoint my lips, rub it under my nose and on my chest like Vicks, put one glob in the centre of my forehead, and, buttered again, know the Lord my soul will take if I should die before I wake. When I die, I'll slide heavenward on the golden greased pathway to God, my body and soul fat and slithery with piety. These have been poems about food on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.